The Alaska Music Spotlight on KNBA is sponsored by the Taproot Public House in Spinard, Alaska's epicenter for local arts and entertainment, now serving brunch each Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 2. Learn more at taprootalaska.com.
It's 5:35. Welcome to another gorgeous Friday afternoon, the Alaska Music Spotlight here on the radio. Every Friday at this time, to catch up with Alaskan artists and share them with you. They should be on the radio, and they are every Friday. It's a good-looking weekend. There's lots of music all over the map, but we're going to focus in on one particular event, the CD release party for Kayla Berenson tonight at the Taproot, starting right around 9 o'clock this evening. You can go catch some local music that's coming all the way down from Fairbanks. So let's welcome to the studios, all the way from Fairbanks, Kayla Berenson. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks. Thanks, Lauren.
So obviously a nice drive, because I'm just looking at the sunshine going, I wish I drove down today.
It's beautiful. The whole way down was just, it was gorgeous. The mountain was out, and it was amazing. Just a quick correction on the time. It's 7 o'clock, actually, at the Taproot.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Who wouldn't want people coming 2 hours late? 7 o'clock at the Taproot tonight is where Caleb is going to be playing. His new CD is called Mercy, and I have a copy of your double album from 2005. You caught me up with another EP. Is this the first true, real, fully packaged CD? Would you almost call it a debut?
Yeah, this would be the first full length since the 2005 double disc release. So these are all brand new songs, whereas the EP had some of the double disc songs and then some new ones. But Mercy's chock full of new stuff and 13 tracks on there. It should be a good show tonight. It's going to be a solo show. It's just going to be myself.
Yourself. You ever played in a band up there?
Yeah, in Fairbanks, I used to play with a couple of people. We used to do some band shows at the Marlin, so it used to be a good time.
Are you from Fairbanks?
I am.
Born and raised?
Born and raised in Fairbanks, live there right now. So, but spent 3 years in the Boston area playing music and doing some busking.
So you really are kind of fully intact in the Fairbanks local music scene. You've been there long enough that you've seen the changes, seen what's happening.
I've seen quite a few good bands come out of Fairbanks, and there's a lot of good bands there now. A lot of good solo artists too. So it's a great creative place for musicians, and it's good to be down here in Anchorage.
I'm just glad to have somebody from Fairbanks down here. It's really good. We should be getting more across. Cross highway material between the two of us, I think.
Yeah, it's quite the drive, but it's well worth it.
We've got an album here that is going to be debuted tonight. The CD is called Mercy. We're going to talk about the theme of the album, because I think it was a very specific theme. I love the article by Katie Medred, who wrote for the Anchorage Press just yesterday, her review of the album. And in there, she talked about some themes around the title, and we'll talk about that in a bit. There's also some themes around landscapes and just wide open spaces, and the juxtaposition of where this album was made versus those wide open spaces. We'll talk about that in a little bit as well. But we've got an artist with a guitar who is a artist that's got a new CD, and we'd like to hear some live music. What can you play for us to start things out here?
So this first song is called Scattered. It's on the album. From falling leaves or trash on the street, or thoughts that try to be words, the minutes of today, or the memories we've made, or feathers falling from birds, like those that I set free, with love through grief, scattered. Like family, from the stories of your youth, looking for truth, the ones we won't hear, to casualties of war and footprints out my door. I know that you were just here, like the songs that I keep, that you won't hear me sing. To hide when everywhere's like someplace inside. Well, there's a mountain that I know and a river that flows near a box, near a photo. Well, I will climb and I will ache, I will walk, I will wait. There's no one left now to follow, like those you've set free, with love through grief. Scatter, oh scatter, scattered like family, scatter.
Scattered by Kayla Berenson, who's live in studio here at 90.3 KMBA. His CD release party is coming up tonight at 7 o'clock at the Taproot Public House in Spinard. Spinard is Alaskan, Fairbanks is Alaskan, you're an Alaskan. It's good to have Alaskan music on the radio. And you picked up some tips, you said, when you went to the East Coast and spent a couple of years in Boston. How did that change your songwriting approach?
My songwriting approach,
or your approach to music in general.
The competition out there is quite heavy. So there was a lot of competition that sparked a lot of the songwriting. You know, just bouncing ideas off of people, playing with lots of folks, and then of course the busking that helped the performing aspect of being a musician, and that you have to be. You kind of have to be on, or you have to find that groove that catch people between trains or during the rush hour. It's like if you can catch somebody in the middle of running to the next train and they actually listen for a minute, then you must be doing something good. So
you've got a theme to this CD based on the title, really, Mercy. There's a lot of imagery. Why don't you describe just a little bit about why you picked the theme how it came to you?
So I was in the middle of writing a different record, actually with a band, and then I just kind of went on this detour where I was writing a handful of songs that all had this theme of mercy, that whether it was mercy for an evil, for an injustice, or maybe within yourself, a mercy toward yourself or a forgiveness toward yourself, that kind of thing. And I started seeing that in some of these songs that I was grabbing mercy from landscapes or from stories of injustices or evils. And then landscapes as well, especially landscapes like Alaska. So
how do those landscapes? How does the idea of when I think landscape, I think of open space. I think of a vista, big open vista, a landscape of of where you're at.
I think, right, so getting out of town, getting into, getting, I guess you could say, back into nature as if you ever left, right? We never do, but I think in those landscapes, in that openness, you, you're faced with yourself, and there's nothing else that you're, you know, you're faced with whatever mistakes you have made, and the mercy that you seek is actually right there beside you. And I think that landscape helps draw that out. It helps usher that finding, that searching that you've been looking for. So,
anything that comes to mind on the CD that might express a little of that for us on your next song? What do you got picked out next that you'd like to share?
So what would you like me to play? Or are you going to play something off the record?
No, I'd love you to play something live here.
I was actually going to play a song from the first record, Live and Good.
Good.
Because I think this actually, this has to do with what I'm talking about as well, actually. This is called Road to Ruin. So full, it's hard to get up that hill. And as I crest the top and I come to that hole, oh, how I wish I could leave the things that clutter the soul. Oh, all the things people say you moving, oh, on the road to ruin. My streets are melted from the bridges I've burned, but the river is icebound. Sitting here wondering why I'm writing you a letter from the next town. I got half a mind to walk that river down to you. The other half is wondering where this world's going to. Both sides our own choosing, oh, being on the road to ruin. Well, the sky was blue, but your eyes were red, and I was gonna call you. I said, and if you take my hand and we go down the road, oh, we could make it a highway. Times, oh, I've walked into the mountains, more than a dozen or a hundred, more than a
thousand and counting. And as I walk the ridge along that great divide, down one side tumble my troubles, and down the other goes my pride. Up here I finally realize the illusion of being on the road to ruin.
It's Caleb Aronson live in studio here at KNBA. His show is tonight at the Taproot, 7 o'clock, a CD release event for his new album called Mercy. Thanks a lot for the music.
Well, thank you.
It sounded good. Now, I was a little frenetic today. There's sunshine. I'm still not used to it being so light up until 8 o'clock, so my own energy has been, it hasn't figured out where to stop. Sometimes it's nice to have good music of this nature just to calm me right back down, and there I am. I'm relaxed again. Thank you. And I hope that folks have that same reaction tonight, where you can sit and listen to a performance. That's something that's much needed amongst our local music scene, is audience participation, people to come, sit, and be prepared to listen and have a good time enjoying what an artist has to share with them. You talked in the article with Katie Medred. I wanted to read a couple of things that she mentioned because I just thought the imagery of this was great. She really starts out by saying, singer-songwriter Caleb Aronson has recorded his third album, Mercy, in the back room of a cabin in Fairbanks amongst miscellaneous tools, including saws, sanders, drills, and hammers. And then a little later, she talks about how the album carries multiple references to landscapes, New Mexico, Nevada, Alaska. So here I'm thinking, these landscapes that you took from the lower 48, stuffed them into this small cabin and came up with a CD. How did that all come about, recording and making this CD in a small cabin? Tell us about the cabin.
So I had this back room in the cabin full of tools, and it's got a little, recording area. And so with a little help from the sanders and the grinders and the hammers, I went to town on the CD, and cramming all that landscape. I guess I referenced that as also the article mentions, it's more of a signifier to face yourself, or to, we're in solitude. You actually get to deal with what is most pressing on your mind, whether you subdue it in your day-to-day workings or not. But cramming all that landscape into the little cabin back room that I had, it helped bring some of that out.
Well, certainly we all dream during the winter of those road trips that we've taken and those big expanses that we were on. So I definitely can picture somebody in a small cabin in the dead of winter re-exploring those landscapes that they remember.
The key phrase there is middle of winter.
Was it?
Dead of winter. Yeah. Oh yeah. So, when it's 40 below outside, it helps to have a bit of an escape.
So this was a winter album.
Yeah,
so to speak.
I recorded this. I recorded some of it actually last winter, and then I've taken some time off here and there, but mostly winter time is the best time to do it.
Looks like a strong collection of songs. I do appreciate an album that has a theme, that there's a connection going on a little bit there, that if as a listener you listen for it, you might find it. So that's always a positive from a listener's perspective. Wish you the best of luck with the CD release party tonight. Hopefully there's a strong crowd there for that. And when do you head back up to Fairbanks?
Probably later this weekend.
Yeah.
Hope to stay down
just
here and
popping on down for a little visit and then pop back up to Fairbanks.
I hope to get out outside here this weekend. It should be good weather to go skiing. Might do some skiing.
I wish I could join you on that one. I've got a busy weekend. It's a perfect weekend for skiing. And why don't you start your weekend by visiting Caleb Aronson tonight at 7 o'clock at the Taproot. We have time for one more song. If you've got another in you, I'd love to hear one.
I do. Speaking of landscapes, I'm going to play this song. It's called Alaska. And it's more of a protest how the lower 48 might view, or... capitalize on it, I suppose. Anyway, it's called Alaska. And, yeah.
Way we're all just visiting with no place to stay. And though I've traveled with a heavy heart, oh, I've packed so light I'm in the dark until I found a candle and a map and I set free. She knows what I've got planned. Alaska, how? Alaska, when?
Strong Alaska material from an Alaskan artist. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Lauren. It's good to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have some folks from Fairbanks down in the studio. When you head back up there, send the rest of them our way, too.
I will do.
CD is called Mercy. It's Caleb Aronson, who's got a CD release party tonight, 7 o'clock at the Taproot. And you can get more information on the artist at calebaronson.com. A nice-looking website, too. A lot of good material there. Information abounds on the website. And that's Aronson, Aronson. So thanks again for coming in. We'll talk to you again in the near future on the next project. because I'm sure you've got another one ready to go, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
As soon as the next one's already starting to be made.
Like I said, I was in the middle of making one when I made this one. So
there you go. Mercy is going to be available online as well as at the show tonight, no doubt.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Definitely. Yep. It's Caleb Aronson on 90.3 KNBA. It's the Alaska Music Spotlight.